It's the 4th of July. Every year on the 4th of July, I like to read the Declaration of Independence, originally penned by Thomas Jefferson with a few edits by some of his friends. One of the key phrases in the Declaration of Independence, Jefferson wrote from a political point of view, he said that we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. Now, when Jefferson wrote that, he was thinking from a purely political point of view in terms of the situation with the beginnings of the American Revolution and the desire for the colonies to separate from Great Britain. Self-evident, he said. He was writing from a political point of view, a great document that has lived in American history. As I said, I like to read it every year on the 4th of July. And this year, I think I will read it with a little bit different meaning, because the Supreme Court of the United States just a few days ago made a ruling in regard to same-sex marriage, as we all know. And in that ruling, they basically said that the United States Constitution does provide for and guarantee the right of same-sex marriage for Americans across all 50 states. Now, that's going to be debated and discussed in many, many different ways, but this thought struck me as I was thinking about the 4th of July and that Declaration of Independence and what has happened here. There are certain truths that we have that are found in the Bible, the God's Word, that are self-evident. You know, Pilate asked Christ when Christ was standing before him at the point of his trial, he said, "What is truth?" And that question, you know, continues to echo down to our day. What is truth? Men look for truth. Well, the truth is anchored firmly in the revealed Word of God, the Holy Bible. And there's one truth there that is very, very clear, and that is that God created man and woman, male and female created he them. And he brought them together to form one flesh in what is the biblical definition of marriage. And he said, be fruitful and multiply. That is the beginning, that is the origin, that is the teaching about marriage on the human level between a man and a woman. That is the biblical definition of marriage. That is a self-evident truth that the Bible, that nature, and that biology teach us. Now, the Supreme Court has entered into this realm, this political body of judges and lawyers, and have made a ruling based on a political document, the document of the United States Constitution, and to rule in this area of larger spiritual truths and to impose its idea and its will. It's a very dangerous step for many different reasons, far beyond what I can talk about here today. But on this 4th of July in America, the United States of America, as we think about what the day pictures and means and the political beginnings that surround this day and that document called the Declaration of Independence that said we hold these truths to be self-evident, I think about that as we kind of get our minds wrapped around what has happened in our culture in recent days, what's taking place in these cultural wars and battles that are raging around us, with same-sex marriage in particular, and the Supreme Court ruling. They have stepped into an area that has very interesting consequences. It is a very important matter to think about. What is most important is that we hold ourselves fast to the truth of God as revealed in His Word. That's BT Daily. Join us next time.